Hare Krishna, today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Dasa Goswami. Drinking water. Once, after silently demonstrating his technique of drinking water, Prabhupada said to a boy who was present, "You cannot do that." One reason for drinking in that manner was cleanliness. One's lip or mouth doesn't touch the edge of the drinking vessel. Prabhupada would pour the water down, swallowing, and then tilting the chalice upright, stop the flow of water without spilling a drop. In India, the water would be kept cool in big clay jugs. In the West, water was served with ice sometimes. Once, when Prabhupada asked for water, his servant asked, "Do you want cold water?" Prabhupada replied, "Water means cold water, and water must be covered." In India, to leave a clay jug of water uncovered is, he said, signing your death warrant. In the West, the pitcher also should be covered. He could appreciate different tastes of water. We would make efforts to get him the best water from special sources, like Bhagaji's well in Vrindavana. He would drink quite a bit of water for health and digestion. He would make comments about it as we sat with him in his room watching him drink water. But don't draw his water from a bathroom. Pradyumna Dasa asked how it is actually different if the water comes from the bathroom, provided one doesn't know where the water comes from. Prabhupada replied that it would affect the mind, even if you didn't know where the water came from, because the bathroom is a contaminated place. Only a disciple could know how sweet it was to talk about these apparently mundane things, to confer with Prabhupada about his needs, or to talk about water was relief from greater problems. One thought, "Let me stay here and supply Prabhupada water so he can preach and write books. Nothing else is as important as his water, his health, his daily Bhagavatam work, his being pleased. Nothing is as nice to see as his drinking, as the water falls from the cup to his mouth." Thank you. Hare Krishna.